Did you see Sabrina Carpenter saying hopelessly devoted to you?
I sure did.
Ah, she sounds so good.
She's great. Did you see that she's dating that Irishman?
Yeah. With his dick out.
His whole dick out. He left his partner with the child for her.
And I've been saying it. I've been like assigning the new pop girlies and old pop girly. And Sabrina continues to Ariana Grande every single time. She continues to do it.
I think Ariana Grande woke up just now as you referred to her as an old pop girly. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm still in the new pop.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the podcast where we go absolutely cuckoo bananas over our favorite characters from Degrassi The Next Generation. I'm Keely Bell, and you can join me every week with a special guest to talk about how these characters did whatever it takes and how exactly they made it through.
Welcome back. This is Cuckoo Bananas exclamation point, a Degrassi colon The Next Generation podcast. I am your host, Keely Bell, and today I am joined with
Daniel Herman.
And we are where? Where are we?
We are in my new apartment.
Wow.
You know how we were supposed to do that last time and then we promptly didn't?
And then we both, I started coming here and then you started going, or I started going to, no.
Yes. Maybe.
This was when you were living in Encino still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but now we're here.
Yes, in my new apartment. Same couch.
Same couch. Same coffee table. That the recorder will fall off of at some point in this recording.
Absolutely.
Okay.
If the wires were longer, I'd be sitting in my new chair. Mm-hmm. But it's mm-hmm. not.
So the chair
not.
Is beautiful.
It's my favorite chair. Mm-hmm. It's a good chair.
Yeah, I can see Michael lets you decorate with your own personal belongings a bit more than I did.
Look, I have a style and an aesthetic and a mm-hmm. vision, and he lets me be myself.
Yeah.
I also, in the next 3 days, because I'm hosting a get-together,
yeah.
All of these boxes will be gone.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yeah, in the next 3 days, your get-together is the theme, do it for the bit.
Yeah.
Which I'm still struggling to figure out what to wear, but I think I have an idea. That's a really fun idea for a party, though, is to just come as an inside joke and then try to explain it.
Yeah, which I think is kind of what I pitched, and then it sort of formed into something easier.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where we've been.
Yeah, that's where we've been.
Kind of. I mean, I didn't really share what I've been doing. I haven't really been doing anything. They know where I've been.
And you know where you've been. That's so flat.
I actually literally last night had to. I found out that my partner, the person I live with, the man that I sleep next to every single night.
The one you love.
The one I love did not know the plot of Hairspray. And so naturally, I had to recap the entire plot of Hairspray from memory.
Oh my God.
And he was sitting there playing video games while I was standing up in the living room like a crazy person being like, so Tracy is fat and she wants to dance on the Courtney Collins show.
And she has this friend Penny who has moments and lines for no reason.
And I was just like, okay. Uh-huh.
And there's a drag queen, but she's not a drag queen, yes. And nor is she a trans person. She's a cis woman,
the joke
played
is that,
by a man.
The joke is that fat women are manly. We get it.
But like, it's cute because Wilbur loves her anyway.
Yeah. But John Travolta played her with such grace, and I really respect him for that.
But there's a renaissance of people saying that it was weird and that it was bad.
John Travolta?
Yeah. There's a renaissance.
No. Yeah. He was like, he's the, like, honestly, and this is going to be controversial to say. John Travolta, a straight Scientologist man.
A straight presenting Scientologist man.
Right, straight presenting. Right.
Ask any of the pilots. Google John Travolta pilots. They're all pilots and he molests them.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
But yeah, John Travolta he played Edna with more respect than I've seen most gay men play Edna.
Yeah.
Like, with gay men, there's an understanding that the joke here is that they are a big hulking gay man and that they are in a dress and women who are fat are manly. And so, like, a lot of gay men, like Harvey Fierstein, I think, really leaned into it because his voice is like this. Yeah. But John Travolta played her with such grace, and he based her off his own mother.
Yeah.
Like, that's so sweet.
Well, and here's the real catch. We're going to get to the character shortly.
Eventually. We have nothing really to talk about with him. This is just a little hangout.
This is a hangout. But the original Hairspray was a Divine movie.
Yes.
And Divine famously respected not a single person in this world. That was her whole gig, and we loved her for it.
Yeah.
And when you approach Edna as this is a drag role, then when you're doing drag, it's a different thing. Whereas if you're approaching it as, oh, I'm just happening to play a woman right now.
Yes.
Then it's a different thing.
It's and, a so different thing.
But Edna is one of those weird roles where, like, if you eliminate the drag from it, like the cultural like moments, it feels homophobic to me.
Yeah.
But if you play it full drag, it feels sexist.
Sexist, exactly.
And I don't see anyone striking a really good balance.
Precisely.
Like, I think people, the renaissance of John Travolta being weird, it's like, yeah, because, you know, he's not outwardly queer.
Right.
And the moments that he made funny were more mannerism.
Yeah, they were just... Like personhood.
the way Edna walked and the way and the accent that he selected, that's just funny. That's just really funny.
Is this pork breezed?
Is it breezed? Whereas, like, I think a good balance, like, if we ever had a Bob's Burgers live, the guy that plays Linda strikes a really intelligent balance of, like, it's not sexist. It's just the accurate voice.
Yeah, for sure.
That lady sounds like that.
Same with Tina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And those, from what I know, are two heterosexual men who play women with, you know, decency and respect.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Wink, your pork is ready. but yeah, so that's where we've been.
That's where we've been.
You've been moving in. I've been recapping Hairspray from memory.
Michael has been painting a bunch of cardboard squares.
That's what I was wondering. I was looking at the paint like, what?
So he is prepping for, he's hosting his own Survivor in Joshua Tree. And he's painting a bunch of squares for some challenges. And they all are Dodger blue. And I read him for it. And like, don't survivors have, like, multiple colors? It's like, I'm not going to spend more money on multiple paints. Like, I don't know. It seems homophobic to me. So that's where we're at. He has puzzles. It's fine. He's gonna do great.
do you guys have spectators for this? Oh, wait. This is in Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
So it's like, there aren't any spectators. You guys are just like...
Yeah, we're staying at an Airbnb, and essentially, yeah, it's a lot. We are filming it, though.
Fun.
Yeah, the first season is on YouTube, so you can watch it, and I get pretty far.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't think I knew that.
Oh, wait, no. I'm so stupid. We're watching it at my party.
Oh, okay, fun. Yeah. Fun. Okay.
Get pretty far. I actually was robbed.
But we're not here to talk about Survivor. We're not here to talk about Hairspray.
We're not here to discuss parties that we don't understand the themes of.
Yeah. We're also not, are we even here to talk about Zane Park?
Theoretically, yes.
But really, this is just an excuse to hang out.
It is an excuse to hang out. And truth be told, we did talk about all of Zane's plot points
in the Riley episode. This isn't like Blue or Bruce the Moose, where they kind of like had other... Blue didn't really have anything else going on besides Holly J, but like,
yeah,
they had other stuff to talk about, at least. With Zane, we really covered all of him with Riley.
Yeah, and boy howdy, did Riley cover him.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. yeah, Zane affected so much of my taste in men. Zane was what I wanted to want, and Riley was what my body wanted more. but now I'm mostly into guys that, you know, could be Zane.
Okay. I was going to say, out of the gay men on Degrassi, which one is your number one, like, you would want to date that guy?
That's a problem, because here's the thing. Given my track record, mm-hmm. if we're going by stereotypes where people make fun of me, it's Marco.
Yeah.
And Marco is just a tiny Italian, but yeah. he looks more Hispanic than anything else.
For sure.
like, Zane is, like, personality and, like, just sort of vibe-wise what I usually go for. Mm-hmm. And then what gets me in trouble and thrown in prison are people who are, like, Miles and Riley.
Yeah.
Just out here committing crimes.
Yeah, for sure.
Just assaulting people, having drama.
You know what? We've never really answered this question before. Like, who is your, like, who would you date on the show? Not who would you want to date. Who would you date, and who do you think would be, like, who do you think you'd be a good match with?
We're about to get real vulnerable on this chat. I think who I would have dated, mm-hmm. I would have dated Claire.
For sure, you would.
I would have dated Claire. Yeah. 100%. I would have been her first boyfriend.
Yeah.
She would have broken up with me for Eli, for mm-hmm. Danger. And that would have been my entire personality.
And that would have been your villain origin story.
I would have become gay. I would have become gay from that. I would have done it. And, oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, I mean, I didn't date in high school. But if I did, I feel like, there's so many options. I'm like, yeah. I'm overwhelmed with how many boys there were.
I have a theory, but I want you to, okay. I want you to say yours first.
God. It's not Sav. I wish it were Sav. It's not Sav.
I wholly disagree.
Really?
Here's my pitch. You were a person who were in enough advanced classes.
Yeah.
That you were amongst the AP kids.
Yeah.
You would have been on his hook.
True.
You would have been on his hook.
True.
And true. You would have had that, but he's with fucking Holly. Like,
yeah.
Because here's the thing. You and Anya, absolutely very similar in terms of vibe. Yeah. Like, oh, you know what? No, I couldn't have dated Anya. She was too cool. No. Like, Claire, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I would have gotten into a feud with Tristan.
Yeah, you would have.
I would have hated his ass.
Yeah. I think I would have, like, you know who would have, like, an unrequited crush on me?
Yeah.
Would have been Wesley.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. That's the right answer. Yeah. You would have been on Sav's hook and Wesley would have been on your hook.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. True to life. True to life.
Yeah. And then, like, who would I have hated? All of them. I could see myself not really liking Fiona that much.
Yeah, because if we're going into the theater, mm-hmm. I see you feuding with Eli.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
That man telling you what to do?
Am I Becky Baker?
You also would have feuded with Becky Baker.
Yeah, I would have. I would have been like her friend to her face, and then like behind her back been like, I can't stand.
Yeah. I would have been the exact same way with Jenna.
Yeah. Yeah.
Annoying as fuck.
Yeah. I think I would have been friends with Jenna.
You would have been in earnest and I would have hated her behind her back.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, now that we got that out of the way.
Yeah. Cool.
We need to talk about Zane.
Zane.
Okay. Well, how would you describe his arc in 3 sentences?
Okay. Zane is gay. And Asian, period. He starts off a responsible, likable guy with perhaps a little room for improvement in his taste in men, mm-hmm. period. Throughout high school, we learn he's also athletic, mm-hmm. a good listener, and still needs an improvement when his taste in men. Mm-hmm. Because by the time he graduates, he's still open to sitting next to his ex at student orientation in college. Yeah. Period.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. All right. My turn. Zane Park was a manic pixie dream gay, was the blueprint of a manic pixie dream gay, period. He was everything I thought gay people were, period. And he proved to be completely flawless, except for his taste in men. And I realized by the end that he is completely unrealistic of a person and might have been some sort of ethereal guardian angel sent to direct Riley out of the closet, period. Wouldn't that have been really funny if Riley's entire arc at the end turns out it was like a...
No one else had ever spoken to Zane. Riley, who's Zane?
Who's Zane, Riley?
What? 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 Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay, but that's a movie.
That's so fun.
That's a movie.
That's so fun.
Did we just come up with the next Love, Simon? Young gay boy needs to come out of the closet, meets a gay man who gets him out of his shell, and then at the end it turns out he was never real, or like he was a ghost, he was a dream ghost. Oh my god, yeah, that would have been incredible. Yeah, that's Zane's arc in three sentences. I think we both did a pretty good job with that.
We did it.
So because we've already talked about Zane with Riley in Riley's context, let's do with him what we did with Shantae, which was make up a backstory for him.
Okay.
Because the audience knows. We went through all of his plot points. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
What backstory do you think Zane has?
Well, we know that Zane is very... He's kind of hippy dippy.
Yeah.
Like he had the anime hair.
Yeah.
But he has a lot of freedom. So mm-hmm. I'm seeing like parents that like had done a lot of unpacking of their of their childhoods already.
Yeah.
So they've sort of overcorrected. I'm seeing like a bullfrog.
Bullfrog and Cece for and sure.
Like I think a little bit more responsible. Like mm-hmm. I think they go to the farmer's market and see Bullfrog and Cece and go, well, yeah, but he's still gonna have to shower. You know what I mean?
We're not gonna let him hoard in his room.
Like, yeah, but we still have government jobs. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like Zane's parents are responsible enough to like not let him do all that.
Not let him, you know, crash a hearse or shoot a picture of his ex-girlfriend in the woods.
Exactly. I think that Zane grew up in a household that, like, because they did a lot of unpacking but still had access to information, like, mm-hmm. Zane would have known about college super early and what to do.
Yeah, for sure.
Zane would have known, like, you know, but have the freedom to... organize community organized things, mm-hmm. go places, but know how to take charge
for sure. Yeah, I see that. I see his parents being super liberal. And what age do you think he came out? I bet at like 12.
I think that I don't want to project because I think it's very similar to how I came out, or mm-hmm. my parent, where like I think Zane's parents were like, we're noticing a lot of things mm-hmm. about our baby boy. I think maybe he might be... We're going to let him tell us what mm-hmm. this is.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I think by the time Zane, like, expressed that, I think he expressed it in, like, a cool, like, you know, like, my rights, gay rights. Like, oh, yeah, your rights.
My
cool.
rights.
My rights.
No, I could have said... my rights. Isn't that just a marginalized person's life? Like my rights.
That's basically why I came out to my parents. Like, like there is a vote for gay marriage, and I had to make sure that my little independent ass parents mm-hmm. were like, "Hey, I need you to register as Democrat so you can vote for my rights."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I could see Zane having come out in the way that it's like, you know, that like awful, awful cliche way that's on television these days, where he's like, yeah, I just like have a crush on someone at school, and his parents are like, oh, like what are, what's, and they're not, they know they're not gonna ask what's her name. They're gonna be like, oh, like you want to tell us about it? And then Zane's like, yeah, he's cute or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they just share a little look, and then he goes about his day, and his parents never bring it up. And then they're like, yeah, this is just our gay son.
This is little Zane.
Mm-hmm, this is Zane.
I think that Zane's mom had like the stickers and posters ready. It's like, yeah, all right, we're putting it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in her office drawer, it's like, ah, yes, the time has come. Opens her office drawer. It's just all a bunch of rainbow flags.
Well, it's she takes out a mug that says, I love my dead gay son.
And he's like, wait, were you saving that for in case I... kill her or shot?
Zane, look, I love you, but I also love Heathers.
Yeah.
This is a very niche joke that will go over really well in about 10 years when they make a musical of it. I'm on the pulse. Mrs. Park is on the pulse. Oh, do you think they're Mrs.? Or do you think one of them's a doctor?
Definitely one of them's a doctor.
Which one's the doctor?
Mrs.
Mm.
Yeah.
Doctor and Mr. Park.
Yeah. Mr. and Dr. Park. And then the dad is like...
I think dad got him into yoga.
Yeah. His dad's a spiritual guy.
I think dad's like, look, you need to be one with your mind and body. Mm-hmm. And also, you got to calm the fuck down with all this. The hair is doing a lot.
The hair's doing a lot.
I need you to really center yourself.
I can tell there's a lot of tension in your hair.
Yeah. I think that maybe Zane... was into Riley because dad maybe was not giving the hyper masculinity.
Yeah, for sure. I was just about to say, like, his dad's a yoga instructor. His dad's like a life guru.
Yeah,
and he like has made a living off of like, what is the word I'm looking for? He is like
health and wellness.
Yes, health and wellness. He has capitalized off of health and wellness. He writes books. He is all of that stuff. And he's just like, he's walking around in his little like robes and little flowy pants. And then Zane's just like, oh my God, my dad is so hippy dippy. And he, like you said, he never had like a very clear example of what the hyper masculine ideal is. And then he met Riley and was like,
I can fix that. And by fix it, I mean fuck it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Do you think Zane ever dated girls, or do you think he's gold star?
I think that Zane politely took people to dances.
Oh, 100%.
But let them know in the car, like, hi.
In the car.
Hi. I would love to go to Sadie Hawkins with you. I just have to let you know. We're going as friends.
Mm-hmm.
And on my journey, I don't think I'm going to date. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, wait, even better. I think he lied about his parents not letting him date.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I think he lied. I think he capitalized off of that.
Yeah.
Like, the Parks for sure would have let him date.
Yeah.
But he was like, no, my parents aren't going to let me date.
And because he didn't want to have to deal with all of that in middle school. Yep, for sure.
But twist. When a boy asked him out, he did the same thing. He's too nervous.
Yeah.
He didn't get his confidence until like sophomore year in high school.
Yeah. And at this point, is he at Degrassi? Did we ever figure out if he was at Degrassi this entire time? We just didn't know.
I don't think that was ever discussed. Do you think he was a Lakewood kid, or do you think
do you think he was a Degrassi like original, or was he a Lakehurst kid?
I see Lakehurst.
You think so? Yeah, Anya did seem to be very familiar with him.
Yeah, I think he was Lakehurst. Mm-hmm. And I think moving to Degrassi probably was like, okay, yeah. You know, there's new ground.
He could be a bit more himself. He saw it as a fresh start, for sure, after his school burnt down. What are Zane's non-Riley related flaws?
I do think that he believes that everyone should be on his level.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of their journeys.
Yeah.
Because, like, and we see evidence in this where it's like, Riley, you should be out of the closet already. Like, I think Zane holds everyone to a very high standard.
For sure.
And believes that everyone should be able to change on his timeline.
Yeah, for sure. He's like, he's that that kid that's like, well, I was able to come out when I was in like middle school. Why isn't it as easy for you? And it's like, well, because not everybody has a dad who's a yoga instructor, Zane.
Not everyone's mom had I love my dead gay son mugs in their drawer just waiting, Zane.
Not everyone's parents confided in them about the times they experimented in college.
Not everyone's dad enjoys getting pegged, Zane. But I think that translates into like Zane's definitely the one who's like, if you're in a group project with him, he gets his half of the group project done and mm-hmm. then pesters you about your timeline.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I think that if he and Holly J were in the same year,
they are in the same year.
Or like rather like if they had to interact more, mm-hmm. I think that Zane would have been the only one to like antagonize her her strategy or whatever.
For sure. Yeah. I wish we could have seen him do more things because clearly he was a good student. He was very active in clubs and stuff. I wish we could have seen the clubs he was in that weren't LGBT and football, because he definitely was in other clubs.
Yeah. And like, I also wanted to see if like he's the kid that's in everything. Mm-hmm. Does that get to you?
Yeah.
You're very motivated.
You've taken on the burden of being the face of the LGBT club. Now that fucking, what was the president's name?
Oh.
Tara. I think it might've been Tara.
No, it was something gayer.
Something gayer. The president of the LGBT club who Riley was like, what's that, a sandwich? once she was gone, he became the president, I believe.
Yeah.
And so like, did that, like, what is it like being the face of the LGBT club? What is it like, you know?
And like, is he motivated in that way? Cause he was just going to like the university that was like down the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So like,
he didn't have such big aspirations.
Or did he and not get it? Or did he realize that, hey, I'm stressed all the time?
Yeah, and then he was like, you know what? We can take a step back. I don't need to be everything for everyone all at once.
It's just an honor to be Asian.
Yeah. So, what other questions? What other things arise about Zane? Who are his friends that are not Anya or Riley? And let's see if we can... let's see if we can link him to anybody else that's on the show. I think Zane might be in a club with Allie, and I think they get along.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Zane is in a lot of clubs, and so he considers the clubs his social life.
Mm, mm-hmm.
I think he's also online.
Oh, yes.
I think he's online.
He's a Twitter kid.
He's a Twitter kid. He's on DeviantArt.
Oh,
for
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So who else is like chronically online? I think
Claire.
I think he and Claire might be chronically online together. Mm-hmm.
He reads her Madame Degrassi fanfic for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not... Well... I was going to say it's not gay, but I'm sure Claire has written gay fan fiction.
That's just the truth.
That's just the truth.
But also, here's the thing. Gay people are reading heterosexual fan fiction mm-hmm. all the time.
They are. Because they care about the plot.
Yeah, I spent many, many hours mm-hmm. reading heterosexual fan fiction.
About what characters?
It was fucking Harry Potter shit.
Oh, okay.
And then it was also... I did read some Degrassi, but I only really cared about the gay ones.
Right.
There was a lot of Drew and Riley things. Mm.
That makes sense.
There was some spicy stuff. I did some Disney characters.
Oh,
There was a really good back in the day. It was a Belle Hercules of all things. Ooh. And it wasn't very long.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to find it. But it was interesting. Maybe I was just 11.
Yeah.
But
there was one. I remember this will stick with me forever because I was like, who did this and why? I went into the Disney fan fiction on fanfiction.net one time. And I was just curious. I'm looking around like, what are people writing about for the Disney movies that, you know, at this point in my life, I'm like 12. I'm like, what are people writing about for Disney movies? Like, none of this is sexual at all. And so then I click on a Snow White one, and it is a one shot. So it's just like one like chapter, and then that's it. And it is that Snow White comes home to the cottage and finds all the dwarves having an orgy.
Well, that's just low-hanging fruit.
It is. But then it begs the question, are the dwarves brothers?
Okay. So here's what I have always believed. I believe some of them are brothers. Mm-hmm. Mm. I don't believe all of them are brothers. I believe some of them are related and some of them
Which
aren't.
Which ones?
So here's the thing. Doc and Happy look alike. They are related.
Okay.
Dopey is Grumpy's illegitimate child.
Oh, no. Okay.
Bashful and Grumpy are brothers.
Okay. That's cute.
Sneezy is just around. He's like
he's just a friend.
He's just a cousin, if anything.
Okay.
So we have Doc, we have Happy.
Grumpy, Dopey, Sneezy. Bashful. So you're missing one.
Sleepy. I think Sleepy and Sneezy might be like the I think it's two and an illegitimate son somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And also I think that Doc and Grumpy dated and no one's talking about it. Doc and Grumpy dated and no one is talking about it.
But yeah, okay, back to Zane. Okay. All right.
Do you think Zane ever wrote any fan fiction?
Oh, 100%. I think Zane was in the Harry Potter fandom for sure. Yeah. And I think he wrote Draco Harry.
I think he's more cultured than that.
Really? What do you think he wrote in the Harry Potter world?
I think that Zane wrote fucking Albus he focused on the adults.
You're 100% correct.
I also think that if he were writing about students, I think he would have tried to fix the canon. I think he would have wrote fucking Harry Hermione. I think he would have tried to fix it.
Yeah, I see that too. What talents aside from writing fan fiction do we think Zane had aside from writing fan fiction and playing football?
I thought he just gave visual artist to me.
He gives visual artist. He gives dancer a little bit. Like in the way he dressed for football practice, like his little pants, his little like capris with the high socks looked like something that a boy would wear to ballet class.
Yeah. I think,
Do you think he was ever in dance class with Leia? Do you think their families are friends?
I think their families are friends and I think he hates her.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
She's so boring.
Maybe she was his Farah at one point, and then his parents were like, actually, this kid's gay. Never mind.
No, here's what happened. They were like, let's hook up Leia with Zane. And the Parks politely were like, we don't think that will work.
Our son is gay.
Our son is a homosexual. Mm-hmm. You're just saying that out loud? He's 9. It's like, I understand that I understand that he is 9. He is also gay. And also, and in the back of their minds, like, look, she's awful. And she's not going to get any better. She's not going to get any better. Look at her. She sucks so hard. Even if our son were straight, we would have said gay already just to make sure, just to throw them off the tail.
Yeah. Yeah. Zane and Leia went to dance class together for years and years and years and years.
Yeah.
And then they both were at Degrassi and he was like, God, fuck. No.
No. No.
I don't think Leia's a Lakehurst girly.
No, she's
not.
She
transferred from ballet school to Degrassi.
Yeah.
The year after Lakehurst transferred. So yeah. They didn't know her.
I think Zane quit ballet and probably when he got to high school, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that.
Because that's when they start whittling you down to like people who actually want to dance.
Yeah, professionally. And that's why he's such a good kicker.
He auditioned for the role of kicker and he got it.
Mm-hmm.
Would Zane have watched Glee?
No.
He wouldn't have.
I think he would have watched the pilot and been like, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He would have been like, I understand the importance of Kurt Hummel for a generation, but...
He's not my type.
He's not my type. And this show is mean.
Yeah.
He wouldn't want to watch it because it's mean.
Yeah. Bullying's not okay.
Bullying is not okay. And that Sue Sylvester seems like a bitch. Okay, what else? What have we not covered? Oh, does Zane have any siblings? He gives only child to me.
He either gives only child or like older siblings, but like much older siblings.
Yeah, like his younger sibling. Like, and his parents, as we know, are definitely fucking, like, currently.
Yeah, they're fucking.
So like it would make sense for Zane to have a younger sibling that's like 10 years younger than him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that.
Like a baby sister.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Did we cover all of what we would imagine for... Oh, what are his parents' names? We named Shantae's family.
Let's see.
I think... I could see his mom being like a Cecilia. Or like just a Celia.
Celia Park.
Yeah.
Dr. Celia Park.
Dr. Celia Park.
Yeah.
Did we ever figure out what she's a doctor in? Optometry?
Oh, you I'm a medical doctor?
Okay. I mean, sometimes. It could have been could be a medical doctor, could be an academia doctor. Maybe she's like Bridget Mendler. She's a doctor in science.
I think it's something like... like anthropology.
Ooh, yeah, that's cultured.
Yeah, she's cultured. Mm-hmm. She studied people on islands.
Dr. Celia Park is a doctor in anthropology.
Yeah.
And she travels for work a lot.
Yeah.
And then what's the dad?
Yogi instructor. So we're doing like a Stefan or like
I think maybe
Armand.
I think maybe he has a name, but then he changed it to seem more, to be taken more seriously as a health coach. So like if his name was like fucking like Irwin or something, and then he was like, I cannot be an Irwin if people are going to be listening to me. And so then he changed it to like
Peter Park. Nope, that's Spider-Man.
I was thinking he changed it to something like more like
Paul Park.
No, something more like wispy is not the word. Whisper. Wistful, whimsical, something like tree.
Not tree, tree. Park.
Not tree. But you know, like a nature name, like oh god, fuck, soil. No.
You're doing great.
Oh.
Twig.
Fish. Oh god.
Sparrow.
Like, what's something like strong and sturdy, but it's like naturey? Oak.
Oak Park.
Oak Park.
Yeah.
Oak. Yeah. Yeah.
Like willow.
Yeah. Redwood.
Nope. Nope. I think maybe he pitched these names to Celia and she's
she was like, no, honey.
Just like, do I have to call you this?
Yeah. I love him.
Let me rephrase the question. Are you going to ask me to call you this in public?
I love a silly dad.
Yeah.
Silly dads are such a fun trope. I think there needs to be more of them on television. I think
silly but not incompetent.
Exactly.
We're not doing Phil from Modern Family.
Exactly. I'm talking like Coraline's dad. I'm talking like there's others, I'm sure.
Like Bob from Bob's Burgers. He's very silly.
Exactly. Silly but not incompetent.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the fake life that we came up with for Zane. And yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I think that was very fun. So then we can just touch on, just to reiterate, to keep the structure of the show. How do we feel about him and Riley? I remember we said in the Riley episode that we do not think they got back together in college.
Yeah, I think
they were friends in college for sure.
I think by the end they became good friends.
Yeah.
I think that Riley spent a lot of time in Zane's dorm room just processing things out.
Yeah.
While Zane was getting just a bunch of tail.
Yeah. Zane's like is ushering out his hookup of the night, and then Riley's like, oh hey, like he comes into the door and Zane's like, oh fuck, oh okay, you're coming in, okay
wow,
let me just get rid of this condom.
What's up, buddy? Hey.
Yeah, Riley, like their relationship becoming more like therapist and patient is really funny. I think that's cute.
Yeah,
that's a cute trope. Like,
that is also a very queer experience of, mm-hmm. like, your exes, but, like, since you're, like, one of the few queer people around, you're still, like...
You go to each other for advice. And
Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Who do we think Zane meets in college?
I think Zane meets, like... I think Zane meets a bunch of, like a few different options.
Mm-hmm.
I think Zane actually has to have a crisis where he's, like... Am I supposed to just be responsible
mm-hmm.
all the fucking time?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the one time I was irresponsible was with Riley Stavros.
Right.
Like, do I make right choices? What's going on? Like, I think Zane might even have a bi phase in college just
to
see.
I was just going
to
ask. I was like, do you think Zane, like, experimented, like, to see if he likes women at all? He doesn't.
I think that Zane, I think Zane experimented with a she-they girl
mm-hmm.
that he met at a coffee shop and mm-hmm. was like, I can do this. I can't do this.
He's not like Blaine Anderson, who is definitely bisexual.
Yeah. No one can tell me
yeah.
that chemistry wasn't there mm-hmm. and palpable.
Like, that is the one hot take that I'm not afraid to like shout from the rooftops, that I'm like, fight me on it. I dare you. Zane. Blaine Anderson was bisexual, and you cannot tell me differently.
Yeah. On my first watch, I was like, no,
mm-hmm.
that's not true. And then upon my second watch, I realized, oh no, wait, that is the truth.
Yeah.
That's why he's so annoying.
Exactly.
He's bisexual.
And then we all got on Tina Cohen Chang for being in love with him, even though he was clearly a gay man. I think Tina had, she was crazy.
She sniffed it.
But she was right.
Yeah. And I say this as a bisexual. I behaved that way.
Mm-hmm.
I was absolutely oblivious
mm-hmm.
to young women trying to vapo rape me.
Mm-hmm.
but yeah, no. And like, I think that Zane, I think to feel something,
mm-hmm.
I think Zane goes through a crisis. I don't think Zane gets together with anyone in college.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that he really has to find himself. Meanwhile, Riley, I think,
Gets married immediately
and like has to work through like commits
mm-hmm.
and makes that sort of more traditional choice.
Yeah, for sure. I see that. Because I think Riley like probably like wants kids like right away.
I think Riley has a lot to like examine about like his future and what he wants. And I think mm-hmm. by the end, like Riley's been married for 2 years. Zane is like 30
mm-hmm.
and single and like... I was supposed to be like more together than you. What
yeah,
happened?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I see that.
And then I think Zane eventually finds someone who's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think he finds someone who's aggressively boring, but like,
but
sweet.
Not Leia.
I think he finds someone who's boring and sweet, whose like wild side is like going to trivia night at a bar.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's cute. That's cute.
And I think Zane travels.
Mm-hmm. For sure. What do you think he does as a career?
I think it's something weird. I think his career doesn't tie into who he is.
Uh-huh.
I think he gets a responsible computer-oriented job
yeah.
that he can do on the go.
For sure. For sure.
Like, I think he codes.
Yeah. I think he works for, like, a big tech company. He maybe moves to Seattle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then is able to travel. I love that for him. Well, would you look at that? We just gave Zane an entire new life that the show could have given him if they cared. Now we ask the question, Daniel, when is the time that you were such a Zane?
Well, there was a time when I perhaps was seeing men that were not particularly ready to be
mm-hmm.
with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I always was the one who was like, hey, you know, it's actually safer out here than you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I was right and sometimes I was wrong. But I always saw what could be rather than perhaps mm-hmm. what was.
Mm-hmm.
I always saw what I thought could be the best possible outcome. Mm-hmm. And so I stretched for that rather than looking at what was the given circumstances, which was this person may one day be ready and capable right. and like able to do all these wonderful things, but they're not there right now. And you're here right now.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's very Zane.
Yeah.
That's a very Zane thing to be. When was I such a Zane? I have no idea. Because we don't have much to go off of. I was such a Zane when I... This is going to be so lame and small. When I accepted my virtually, he's my ex, his follow request on Instagram. Because, like, the thing about that ex and I were, like, we were very similar. We liked a lot of the same things. We did not work out romantically. But in the end, I was like, you know what? What is even the point of ousting this person completely out of my life when we had so much in common and we had... You know, we really would have made good friends.
Yeah. I see that.
Yeah. So basically I did what Zane did in the end of his time on the series and was like, you know what? Maybe we can sit next to each other at orientation, even though things ended horribly between us.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a time that I was such a Zane. But yeah, we did Zane.
We did him.
And I think the title of the episode has to be Not Everybody's Dad. Likes getting pegged, Zane.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
But we did it. Oh God, we're gonna get to do Anya next. I'm so excited. We're finally getting into those like better characters.
The icon, legend. We had star.
We had to trudge through some of these. Ooh. But now we get to do the fun ones. The ones who, you know, had drug addictions.
Look.
And as necessary
as it was for me to be here for Riley, I looked at some of the plot points for Anya already and I'm like, oh my God, wow, yeah. I've been clocked.
She got to date an older man. She got to have a drug plot line. She went into the army.
Like just, I love her. She's crazy.
She's so cool and crazy. But yeah, that's what the listeners have to look forward to. So I'm really excited. That'll probably be in about 2 weeks. But yeah, where can people find you on social media?
At Danny Boy Herman across platforms, of course.
Mm-hmm. And you can find me at OMG It's Key on Instagram and TikTok. And you can find the podcast at Cuckoo Bananas Podcast on Instagram, or you can email us at cuckoobananaspodcast@gmail.com. All right. Well, you have to go watch Michael perform.
He's performing in the soccer tournament.
He's performing in the soccer tournament. You get to watch Michael play in the soccer tournament tonight. Yeah. I wish him the best of luck.
Yeah.
And I get to go home and go to rehearsal.
My God.
Everyone's performing.
So performance.
Thank you guys for listening.
Bye-bye.